Welcome to Rotten Avocado. This is Jason Fillmore, your host. My co-host, Michelle Hardy, is in a conference right now. We are in Toronto, live at the Toronto Convention Center for the Multi-Family Conference. And we're interviewing people here at the convention. You can probably hear the noise in the background. A lot of people talking and chatting. And I'm here today with Douglas Hamilton. He is the Director of Operations for Junction House Properties. How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. It's good to have you here.
Absolutely. It's fun times here. Lots of people.
Oh,
a bigger crowd than I thought.
Tons of people. Yes. Yeah. That must be, what, thousands of people here, I think.
Oh, yeah.
3,000 was the amount of people they said they were going to have at this event.
Okay, that's huge.
That is
it's
absolutely
a lot better
huge.
Than last year. So, and I think we've got Grant Cardone coming on. I think, was it today or tomorrow? I'm not sure.
I think it might be tomorrow. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Now, Michelle, who's normally my co-host, she's actually doing the conference. So she has the itinerary where I just stuck in this booth meeting all the cool people.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, we get the good job. Right?
Exactly.
It's all
me
and you.
Listening,
yeah.
I get to talk to the people one-on-one, which I love. So you own a property management company here in Toronto, correct?
Yeah, so me and my wife own a property management company. We are investors, so we've got a whole host of different types of properties throughout the kind of the GTA, Brantford, into the Simcoe and Niagara region,
right,
and Sudbury even, and also Muskoka. We own those things, but we also, our primary focus is property management. We do two different things with property management, and they're separated into two different companies,
right.
Junction House Properties and Junction House Getaways. Junction House Properties is our long-term property management company,
mm-hmm.
Junction House Getaways is what we really specialize in, which is boutique short-term rentals,
okay,
cottages, making really, you know, special environments for people to stay in. A lot of this is kind of focused on Airbnb. A lot of people call that say that it's Airbnb. We get about 40% of our stuff from Airbnb.
Right.
The rest of it, we actually get ourselves. So we have our own platform.
Okay.
That guests can book on. And we do a lot of promotion. We do a lot of, you know, media stuff to get you know, the properties out there and people renting them.
Right.
And it's very, you know, nice and profitable. It's really nice to actually, you know, buy, let's say, a cottage, mm-hmm. and not pay for it.
Yes.
Right?
And someone else pay for it.
That's it.
That's the key.
That's the key.
Passive income. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people, like even at this conference, that have a lot of properties, you know, they're becoming wealthy.
Yep.
They see the way to do it, and now they want to spend a little bit of that, you know, effort onto a property they can also enjoy.
Yes.
That is just not on a spreadsheet, right? So we've got investors like in our Muskoka properties. Who doesn't want a beautiful lakefront Muskoka cottage with your canoe and your boat,
right,
and your pier and then not pay for it?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have the week that you would use yourself, and then you just book out the rest of it.
Yeah.
Pays for itself.
That's right.
And I know in New Brunswick, we have huge cottage, you know, areas. A lot of cottages, camps, things like that. So, I mean, you know, that's how you do it. You get it, you use it the one you want it, and then rent it out the rest of the year.
That's right. We even have bunkies now. So really, you know, cute. Yeah, bunky. So what we do is we've got some farms that we manage long term, in those properties, we've got like one property has 50 acres of forest.
Wow.
50 acres of this, you know, beautiful wilderness. Deer come through and all that kind of stuff. And in the middle of it is this little cute little bunky with some solar panels, and you get to camp there, you know, and actually see the stars, right?
Wow.
And it's about 2 hours away from Toronto, right? So we do all those kinds of things, but there's all kinds of different ways to invest. And this actual gentleman that owns the farm, he he's now cash flowing quite a bit because wow. he's utilizing different, you know, ways to invest, and he gets his hobby farm, right? Like all he wanted was his hobby farm.
Yep.
He gets that, but now he's like, you know, rolling in the dough too.
Yeah, he's got all this extra income coming
right.
in.
Yeah.
To give him money and do his, what he loves to do, which is, yeah. I don't understand, hobby farming, but not my cup of tea.
I think, you know, I think he just loved the idea of owning this land and
yep.
owning a piece. And you know what they say? They're not making any more of it, right?
No,
land
they're not.
Is definitely, you know, and apparently it's shrinking too, you know? Global warming, sea yeah. levels are going up. You got to get your
less
piece
land.
Well,
get it now.
Well, you
laugh.
Get
you
get it now.
That right. Well, that's actually really interesting. I never thought people would do that, but I mean, there's so many ways to make passive income through real estate.
That's
that
right.
you don't even realize. Not just rentals or commercial spaces.
That's right.
You got your cottages and your vacation rentals, and then
that's
this,
right.
you know, experience. I've seen domes. People put
yeah.
these domes.
Yeah.
We're in New Brunswick now. To give people that different experience.
Yeah, we can do that. We've done it before, and it does work. But being creative is key, right? And with, you know, a good property manager that actually is an investor,
yep.
you can get that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But we, in that property, he owns 100 acres. And on that property, we have a long-term tenant. We have some commercial tenants. We have some chicken farmers that just need a small piece of land, and all these people, including the bunkie, are all paying, you know,
a fee.
And the farmers, he's got some acres of land for the farmer, and loggers come in as well.
Oh, really?
To cut down his trees, right? And he gets paid for that too. So
wow.
lots of different ways
yeah.
you can get income. It's not just, hey, you've got an apartment building and you fill that. Right? But, you know, that's very important, too. You can make really good...
Tried and true way to do it, for sure.
But in Ontario, you have to make sure that you're doing it properly and you're not getting yourself into trouble with the landlord-tenant board here. And we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
You can get into a big pile of...
I've heard horror stories about the landlord-tenant board here in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm grateful in New Brunswick that our tribunal is... I wouldn't say landlord friendly, but they're not one sided. You know, there's fair, but mainly as it can be for the tenant and the landlord.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's moments with the landlord tenant board here where you just you're biting your tongue so hard it starts to bleed. I certainly feel the pain for people out there that I have to deal with some of the trickier, you know, evictions and stuff like
that. It can be quite trying, I've heard.
Yeah,
you know,
well, we go through it, you know, and we can definitely help out with that kind of stuff.
Now, with vacation rentals,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to deal with the tenancy board, do you?
No, you don't. So you have to be careful. You have to know what you're doing. It's definitely a very different business. So... In the way that I think that short-term management is, it's an actual active business. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
Oh, it's hospitality. I think we mentioned that earlier.
That's right.
It's more hospitality-driven in that business.
That's right. So we have our key ethos is, you know, we try to make a magical, wonderful experience for our guests. We try to be always focused on the guest experience and how our guests feel in the property, and do they have everything they need. And because we're guest focused, what happens is that you become just successful and the money just comes. Right. So we're less focused on, you know, let's squeeze every dollar out of the property,
right.
And let's make an experience where your property will actually become more and more valuable, right? And we will get those tenants coming, those guests coming in. And every time we get better reviews, it grows. And eventually, you know, we can start raising your prices up.
Yep.
And you become almost like a little boutique hotel, right?
Yeah.
And it works. We've got, you know, people coming back saying, this is a wonderful experience. I've rented cottages before, but this is, you know, we're going to just come to this cottage from now on, or, you know, maybe some of the other ones that manage. It's really about hospitality. You have to, you know, consider, and there's some great books out there that kind of focus on hospitality.
Right.
That you know, we've read and stuff like that. There's a really good one about the Ritz-Carlton and how they kind of make the guest the focus of their experience, and always make sure that the guest is having a magical experience.
Yes.
And so same with Disney, right? And we've kind of modeled that, right, to make the guests have that
a
kind of experience.
Stressful experience.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, we're modeling the Ritz-Carlton and Disney. These people know what they're doing.
Well, I would say.
So, you know, it's just a very different mindset from short-term.
Okay.
Long-term rentals. So, but we really enjoy it. We have a passion for it. We love doing it. We love our guests. We love our partners and our clients.
I can tell you're very passionate about it for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, and we're very busy, but we're always willing to have a chat with anybody that comes around.
So if anybody did want to get a hold of you,
yep.
What's your number? What's your website? Tell the listeners how to get a hold of you.
So our website is junctionhouseproperties.com. Mm-hmm. They can go there and get a hold of me. My number is 416-837-0413, and you can just give me a call and we can have a chat as well. And my email address is douglas@junctionhouseproperties.com.
Wow, that's
so
fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I hope we can chat more too about this. I think it's really interesting what you're doing. And to our listeners, if they want to know more, give Doug a call. Reach out to him.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
Okay.
Have a great day. Enjoy the conference.
Thanks.
I'm Scott McGilvery. In today's challenging real estate market, working with a property manager has never been more important. In Moncton, Canada Homes for Rent is known for their market knowledge and meticulous property reports. President Jeff Murray's 10 years of experience are well matched by his professionalism and trustworthy advice. The benefit of working with Jeff and his team is that the company's size allows investors to work with one company throughout the entire province, offering the most efficient client service. As an investor, you can be sure to feel secure with Canada Homes for Rent taking care of your property.
Hello, Jason. I'm here back again live at the multi-unit conference here in Toronto, and we're going to be talking to Adrian Pandozo. Did I say that right?
Adrian Pandozo.
Pandozo. Yeah. There it is. And he is a real estate investor. Where do you invest in real estate? Just in the Toronto area or
yeah, in
everywhere?
The GTA.
GTA, greater GTA?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing investing?
We've been investing for 12 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And do you invest just in residential? Do you do commercial?
Multifamily.
Multifamily?
Apartment buildings.
Okay.
Ranging all the way from, you know, fourplex all the way up to 50-unit apartment buildings.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many units are you up to now?
425.
Wow, that's good. That's impressive.
It's been a good run.
It's been a lot
of work, but 12 years later, 420 units.
What would you say to someone who's starting out in this investing world?
I would say take action.
Yeah.
I would say take action. I was a police officer.
Right.
For 21 years, and I left the police department early, and I took action in real estate, and it obviously changed my life.
Yep.
So I always say you can buy all these books, you can go to all these conferences, you can do all these different things, but at the end of the day, you got to take action.
Right.
And get off the fence and take action, and it'll change your life. It hasn't been all roses, but, you know, I believe in long-term wealth from real estate.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's struggles.
Absolutely.
I've been in this industry now for 18 years, and I'm not going to say I've seen it all, because as soon as I say that, I'll see something different, but I mean, there are struggles.
Absolutely.
Definitely hills you have to climb, but at the end of the day, it is well worth it. Just to have that freedom of passive income. You know, I don't think a lot of people really realize that. You don't have to go to a 9-to-5 job to make good money. You can create that passive income through investing, especially in real estate, to get there. And then you get to a certain point. So when I started, it was in the back of my car, and I'm doing taking the calls. I'm doing everything all hours of the night. Now, you know, I have a team of people, like 80 people. We manage properties all throughout New Brunswick, Nova Scotia. I think we're up to about 3,700 units.
Beautiful.
And, you know, it's worth it. I'd recommend it to anybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are some sleepless nights, but that's life.
Roll with the punches, right?
Exactly.
There's some good and bad, but yeah, definitely can, like, I'm a prime example. I was, like I said, I was a police officer, and at the end of the day, I got to retire early.
Yep.
Right? And start having that freedom to do what I want.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what are you looking to get that from this conference?
Just network.
Yep.
Just network with a lot of different cool people out there, and what they've done and what we're doing. Making connections. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Oh, absolutely. And this is a great place to do it. I know with me, I've met a lot of clients here that I've never met face-to-face. You know, they've never been to New Brunswick, and this is the first time I've actually met them visually.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, wonderful people, and a wonderful community, really.
Amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, amazing.
Absolutely. So with your properties, are you looking to get more investors to invest in you? Like, do you have contact information you want to put out there? Or?
Yeah. So my email address or my website, adrian@investwithepc.com. We're always looking for joint venture partners, investors and whatnot. We have our in-house property management company. We have an in-house construction company. So we're like a one-stop shop.
And that's important.
Yeah.
Like I said, I started years ago doing this, and I didn't have those. I had to outsource a lot of that. And when you don't have that control, a lot of things can go wrong. Because, you know, these contractors, yeah, they want to do the work, but they got other projects. So they're not going to give you 100%. Having that in-house is key.
Yeah, we control all that, and I think it's peace of mind for our investors as well.
Yep.
That, you know, they're working just with our group of companies, and it's all in-house. There's no going on Kijiji and finding a plumber and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You can make sure you're getting the right people, because everybody's a plumber. Everybody's a crack filler. Everyone's a...
Absolutely.
But they're not. So you want to get the right people for sure. Well, that's awesome. It was nice to meet you.
You as well.
And, enjoy the conference.
I will. Thank
Excellent.
You for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. Oh, no problem.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming on. Thank you. And we're back here at the Multifamily Conference in Toronto, and I am now sitting with George.
Yes.
I'm out to lunch today.
I'll say it. George Almasri.
That's better. Thank you. And he's a real estate investor. So where are you from? Are you from Toronto?
Yeah, I mean, I live in Brampton, which is about 40 minutes away from Toronto, 45 minutes, but primarily invest in the Golden Horseshoe.
Okay, and what's the Golden Horseshoe to our viewers who have no idea what you're talking about?
Yeah, I should clarify. So the Golden Horseshoe, I mean, I don't know all the cities that are covered, but, you know, Niagara region, Hamilton, and also now investing in Brentford as well.
Okay. All right, that's cool. So how long have you been doing it?
I started in 2017, so this would be my sixth year.
Oh, wow. How many units are you up to now?
Well, I mean, it's kind of complicated because we're doing like a conversion from single family to fourplex, and then we have four townhomes that we're converting, so the units are going to go up. But at this exact moment, it's 20 units.
Okay, that's a pretty good start.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of work. So in investing in the Golden Horseshoe, what kind of challenges have you seen, you know, in that area?
Well, obviously financing, like a lot of people. But that's why I'm diving into more commercial now. So that's been a much more pleasant experience when it comes to refinancing properties and getting mortgages or even VTBs, seller financing. So I mean, that's the kind of how we've addressed it.
Okay. And the conference here, what are you here looking to get out of it?
there's tons of people here that I actually know. And so walking through the booths, I've been able to connect with a lot of people. Just even getting maybe potentially somebody to come on the podcast, because I've got one as well.
Okay.
Raising a little bit of capital would be nice too, like a lot of people are doing. So.
Oh, wow. What's the name of your podcast?
It's the Well Off Podcast.
The Well Off Podcast. So that's on Spotify and all the regular places.
Yeah.
It's like us. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, that's great. So if anyone wanted to reach out to you to get more information or just talk about what you're doing, how would they do that?
Yeah, I've got some free reports that I share with anyone that wants to learn more about multi-unit investing. So you could go to www.welloff.ca/reports, and there's all sorts of information there as well.
Oh, wow, that's great. All right, I told you it'd be a short interview.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for having
me. That's awesome. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Enjoy the conference.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm now talking to Paul Copcut. You said it was easy.
I did.
Who's here at the Toronto at the Multifamily Conference, and how are you finding it so far?
Yeah, it's been a good morning. Yeah, a lot of opportunity to bump into people that I haven't seen for a while.
You know, yep.
I think that's probably what brings a lot of people out, is the fact that, you know, we haven't had that chance to meet face to face.
Yeah, I've
such
met a
long
lot of
time.
People that way.
And yeah, so it's been good to catch up with people and hear a couple of the speakers at the same time.
That's great. So what do you do for investing?
So for investing, we have a short-term rental, a cottage on Lake Huron.
Okay.
And then most of my other investments are REITs. So,
okay.
But I help, my actual company is a marketing and branding company for real estate investors. So that's what I specialize in.
Oh, okay. That's really interesting. And I heard through the grapevine you have your own podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Personally Brandtastic.
Personally Brandtastic.
Yeah. So I interview marketing and branding people.
Okay.
And, you know, they're not necessarily real estate investors or in the real estate investing space, but they give insights and tactics that real estate investors can use to market their own businesses.
Okay. So besides just meeting people you haven't seen here, is there anything else you're looking to get out of the conference?
Yeah. Hopefully bumping into a couple of people I've kind of got targeted as potential guests for the podcast. And then obviously for my own business as well.
Exactly. So if anyone was interested in your business, how would they get a hold of you?
Probably easiest is go to my website, paulcopcut.com. C-O-P-C-U-T-T.
And it's easy to say.
Yep.
Copcut.
There we go.
Awesome, Paul. Thank you very much for dropping in.
All right.
Cheers. Enjoy the conference.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm here at the Multifamily Conference in Toronto, and we're talking to Neil D'Souza, who does lending.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me about what you're doing and what your plans are.
I'm here at the Multifamily Real Estate Conference. I'm going to be speaking tomorrow on the expert panel.
But
one of the things that I specialize in is private lending, you know, teaching people how to lend their own money, how to be the bank.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
You know, everyone has their real estate dreams. But one of the things I had to figure out, because I'm a father of four, was I didn't have the time.
Yeah.
You know, and how do you build wealth when you don't have that, or you can't put in the work and stuff like that? And so one of the things I specialize in is teaching people how to do that, how to use their RRSPs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love that you're repping New Brunswick here, because I spent a lot of years out on the East Coast.
Oh,
and
love
New Brunswick and
Nova Scotia.
Oh,
it's a beautiful province. So, a lot of people forget that we're there, but I mean, it's still an untapped resource.
Absolutely.
There's still lots of opportunities there. And I think people are starting, especially in the investing world, are starting to realize that.
Shh. Yeah. Don't let them know that. I personally love New Brunswick, love Nova Scotia. And I think part of it is because of my time out there, I know the people.
Right.
Right. And you know, the East Coasters are different, right? So all my kids are born out there. There's just something different. And so as a result, whether you're looking to buy real estate and, you know, income properties, or whether you're lending, there's just a whole different comfort level, right? And so that's one of the things I love about it. And so I love being out there.
And
there's a lot
great.
Of lenders that don't want to lend.
Yeah.
On the East Coast, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, but for me, I feel like I know the people. So why not?
It's the only place you can go and walk down the street and 10 people that you've never met will say hi to you.
Absolutely.
And actually not just say hi, but ask you questions and want to get to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is very unique to New Brunswick.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm in Toronto here. Absolutely. We came into the conference and my wife opened the door for her. He just walked in. No hi, no thank you, nothing. And I'm like, that's, you know, she's like, oh, that was rude. I said, nah, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when my wife and I and the kids were moving back to Ontario, because a lot of our family were here, we actually moved 3 hours east of Toronto because we wanted to try to find something that had sort of that family atmosphere, that community that you had out there. And so it's one of the reasons that I love lending, buying in places.
We have a lot of people from Ontario, BC, coming to moving to New Brunswick.
Yeah.
You know, selling their condo here for like $1.5 million.
Well, that's absolutely right. You can, in many cases, you could actually retire. If you're living in Toronto, Ontario, you could sell, and the value of the homes here, you could go buy outright and probably still have enough to invest and live off for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. I see people that come here, they'll sell their condo.
Yeah.
They'll buy a $400,000 home, which is 3-bedroom, with a yard, backyard, front yard, garage, everything that here would be unattainable, and still have money in the bank.
Yeah. And I think there's also something about you were touching on it, about the relationships, right?
Yep.
And some of the challenges that you would have here in Ontario don't exist in New Brunswick. You know, like the landlord-tenant relationship is very different. You can have a very civil, peaceful conversation about what's going on, right? Like, can you share a little bit about your experience in the property management space?
In property management, and we're talking to, like, with regards to the rentals man, we call the tribunal.
Yeah.
It is more, I wouldn't say landlord-friendly, but more even keeled between landlord and tenant.
Yeah.
And a lot, I mean, you're not hearing stories in New Brunswick. I had to wait 3 months to go in front of a tenant board to get them out. It's like they didn't pay rent, the sheriff's showing up in 30 days.
Yeah.
It's plain as that.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any more complicated. There's no tribunal board. There's no, you know, court trials. It's cut and dry. They didn't pay, they got to go.
Yeah.
So that type of thing definitely makes it more appealing for investors.
Yeah.
And our, you know, we don't have any rent caps. That's obviously appealing. I mean, there's certain restrictions that are coming into play now.
That's right.
To sort of ease it off, but it's not unrealistic.
Yeah.
You know, it still makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. I think it's Canada's best kept secret.
Oh, I love living there. You know, I you get everything there because you have so much space. Yeah. You get lots of freedom. There's no rushing around. It's very, very peaceful and relaxing. You don't feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I lived in Toronto for a year when I was younger. It was just go, 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 go. I moved back to New Brunswick. It's like taking a deep breath and sigh, like, oh. Yeah. You don't have to rush anywhere.
Yeah. Well, part of real estate investing, whether it be lending or whether it be acquisitions, multifamily, is you're trying to buy your time to spend with family, to spend with friends. And in New Brunswick, in Nova Scotia, that's absolutely what the communities are about,
it's the
right?
way of life.
Like, you have I remember having a snowstorm one time when we were out there. What did everyone do? Everyone helped shovel one another's driveway. And then during one of the snowstorms, we lost power. And the power was out for an extended period of time. Actually, there was a hurricane one time.
Okay.
So summertime. And so everyone's food was, you know, like, uh-oh, what do we do? So everyone on the block brought out the food, brought out the barbecues to the end of the street. We had a big block
barbecue. Party. Oh, that's amazing.
And everybody, you went around, everyone talked to your neighbors.
Yep.
Right? There is something about that that money can't buy that.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? That type of connection, that type of community. And so it's one of the reasons I came over to the booth.
No, absolutely. I love New Brunswick, and I like the fact that the things that you do and helping people to achieve their dreams.
Yeah,
love it. You know, with passive income, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, work
absolutely.
Work smarter, not harder.
That's right. Even though everything in our society and media is always trying to get us to go harder, or check out completely.
Yep.
Right. And and it tries to disconnect us in one way or the other. Yeah. You know, I think for me, I think it's important that we be like leaders in the space. Like somebody Absolutely. Has to stand up and say, hey, human contact still matters.
Absolutely does.
Am I going off too far from we're talking about real estate, but
talking about real estate and the people in real estate.
That
and,
yeah,
you know, these things do matter. You're right.
Absolutely.
And that type of culture that we have in New Brunswick is, you're right, it's lost, especially with this woke culture that we live in now.
Yeah.
Connection just seems to be gone, and it's just about yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And well, you don't have that in New Brunswick.
I'll just mention this. One of the things that I've done in building my company was that people matter, right? And so how I chose to build, right? Like, I'm going to share with you about how we're doing these deals, all this kind of stuff. You get to learn rather than, hey, just give me your money and then go away.
Yep.
And so we understand who's the person on the other side. What's their situation? Are we helping them or are we going to hurt them?
It's another dimension that a lot of people miss.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so what you build in that process, what I've been able to build in that process is, I had one friend who made a lot of money in real estate. And he was calling me from a beach saying, hey, I wish you'd come down. Because he was all alone on the beach. Whereas if you build up a group of people yep. that are sharing together, making money together, you're literally coming Absolutely. Up together and able to spend
conference.
Time, right?
I've met so many people that I have talked to on the phone,
yes.
and now I'm meeting them face to face in this, you know, investor community.
Yes.
You know, you always run into people here that knows this person, knows that person, and I think yeah. it's great.
Yeah.
And they're all happy people.
Yeah. Yeah. Opportunity.
Yeah.
And progress tend to.
Oh, absolutely. They're the happiest people I've met. I mean, I love the community here. It's great.
That's awesome.
Anyways, awesome. All right. Kicking to you, Neil. Tongue twisting. My throat's getting dry.
No worries. Well, listen, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Nice meeting
Thanks.
You. Thank
nice
you.
Meeting you. Take care.
Again, I'm here at the Toronto Conference Center in Toronto, obviously, at the Multifamily Unit Conference, and I'm here with Taco.
Hey, man, how are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. That was great to have you on.
Yeah, so, I don't know, tell me a little bit about your podcast. I've never...
Well, we talk about real estate, investing in basically New Brunswick, where we're based out of.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, I'm Taco, and the reason I'm Taco is because my last name is Ya Taco, and then when I'm involved in networking events... I
Easy
just
to
go
say
by
taco.
Taco, and then everybody remembers me, especially at big events like today. You can obviously see I'm wearing a taco hat for those of
looks like it's got a little avocado on it.
That don't know that I'm here. I'm wearing a taco hat for the listeners. It's in a big shape of a taco. And what I do is I talk about investing. I have a YouTube channel, and we do a podcast as well.
Okay.
And we don't talk about the investing portion. We talk about the renos related to investing. I'm a general contractor by trade.
Right.
So we focus on renos, designing unit specs, like how to go through permitting processes, like what materials to use and why to use certain materials versus others. We cover smart tech and a lot of those kind of areas that isn't talked about enough in the industry.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I'm sure you've been on many events or talked to a lot of people and nobody really talks about the renos.
You'd be the first guy talking about renos.
And one of the things I notice is when we talk to investors and you speak to them and you say, hey, where do you go over budget? It's the renos. And you say, hey, where do things go wrong? The renos. Where does your timeline go over? The renos. Where do you have the most problems? It's the renos. And I think it's a difficult topic to talk about if you're not a contractor and you haven't gone from the ground up. And
yeah.
And I am. I started 15 years ago and I was the guy doing the unit tiling and setting, and I really appreciated the real estate investor market, and I said I'm going to just carve out a niche company that specializes in renovations. They are called the Multifamily Renovation Group, and that's all they focus on. We don't do private homes, we don't do any of that stuff. We focus on units for turnovers, flips, and we strategize how we build the best unit for your product. And when we do our pricing and everything like that, it's all broken out so that we make a working budget instead
right.
of a price. Because at the end of the day, me myself being an investor, I understand what it's like yeah. to be on the other side. So I'm trying to help you create the best product for your industry. So
no, that's great, because I know there's a lot of technical stuff to it. A lot of investors maybe not understand or want to understand. And you're right when you say that's where things usually go wrong.
Yeah, and we've partnered with Cabinets to Kitchens. They are a multi-family reno supply company. So everything after drywall, paint, flooring, trim, doors, smart tech, handles, we create a unit specification. Yep. So like what type of trim do you like, what colors in your unit? You're basically going to replicate your unit over and over and over again. We save that for you. You just send us your drawings and we will do the takeoffs and we'll send you all of the materials that you need to do your unit. And the reason we do that, and we think it's powerful for investors to be in control of that, is because when you're getting reno quotes, and I'm sure we've all gotten them, they are always all over the place.
Yes.
Not one is identical. They all say different things, and it's tough to understand the jargon. So if you get rid of the material aspect on it, they are at the end of the day quoting on finishing a unit for you.
I think the great thing about that is, because I've run into it, is if you have everything, like this is the unit, these are the things we use in our units, you're saving money there alone. Number one, you know the trim, you can buy it in bulk. You know the paint color, so if there's damage, you'd already know what the paint is going to be.
Right, exactly.
So you're saving money just by having that stuff on hand, getting it larger quantities, and then fixing the units up as they go and not have to worry about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're here to make renos turnkey, make it simple. And, you know, like 5 years down the road, when you want to remember what paint, you don't have to remember. Just call us.
Yep.
If we supplied it to you, we keep all of your stuff saved.
Oh, I think that's great.
And the other thing that we do as well is we help the investors understand the life cycle of a unit, because everybody just goes, gets really excited, you buy your property, you rent it out, and then your tenant moves out. Now what? How do you fix the damages?
Yep.
And like you're saying, you run into some of these problems, like where did he buy the trim?
Yep.
And now you're trying to match profiles and
matching
all that stuff.
Matching paint is a nightmare.
And that's what we specialize in. I see it as, because I'm coming up from the industry, and yep, I think it's an important topic, and that's what we're doing out here. So I hope everybody who's listening can enjoy and take advantage. Follow
Absolutely.
Us.
So how would anyone get a hold of you if they wanted to use your services?
So you can follow me on Instagram or YouTube. Social media is Taco About Investing, TACOBOUT Investing. And then our website is cabinetstokitchens.com, or we have the multifamilyrenogroup.ca.
What's the name of your podcast?
Talk About Investing.
Talk About Investing. I love it.
Perfect. Thanks for having
that's
me.
That's awesome.
On.
Thank you, Tacos.
Yeah,
nice to meet you.
I appreciate it.
I like what you're doing.
Yeah,
I think
I'm
that's
still
great.
Listening for sure. And like, it'll be cool to
absolutely
just hang out and connect. I'm sure you could provide me with some tips on how to make my podcast better.
Oh, back and forth.
For sure, man.
Awesome. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, take care.
Enjoy the event.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You don't just need a home inspection, you need a Mike Homes inspection. I wanted to make sure you have a team of professionals that can give you the right advice the first time. Like when to buy the house and why you should buy it, how to maintain your home, and possibly how to resell your home. We make sure each of our inspectors is trained and equipped with the right tools that give you peace of mind. These inspections look at the different parts of the home that have a direct impact on durability, energy efficiency, quality, and warranty protection. Book your home inspection today.
Okay, we're back, and I'm here with Ray from Trust Your Talent.
Hi. Hi, Jason.
How are you doing?
Great. Happy to be here. It's an exciting time here out in the multifamily conference in Toronto.
Oh, it is amazing, and there's so many people here, and what a community of investors.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, there's lots of people here, super excited, super to grow, and like we say, Warren Buffett says, when people are afraid, be greedy. When people are greedy, be afraid, and there's lots of people scared out there, and this is where educated real estate investors will shine.
Oh, absolutely. And it's so important to get education. That's why you're here with Trust Your Talent. Tell me all about Trust Your Talent.
Thanks, Jason. Trust Your Talent is a financial education academy. So what does that mean? We focus exclusively on training our students so that they can go grow their own business. So it's about teaching them how to fish instead of giving them fish. Our goal is to have them self-sufficient and grow and thrive so that they can be financially free and live life on their own terms. And of course, we do multiple strategies, and we are in the US and Canada, coast to coast to coast.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know what you guys do, so I know we work with a lot of your students with management, and they've, most of them have been very, very successful, and it's a wonderful group of people.
Thank you.
And you guys all support each other. Like, it just seems it's too good to be true. Like, here's this group of people all helping each other achieve their goals.
You know what, Jason? I believe it's the one-on-one mentorship and the idea of paying it forward. Because for all of us, all of the trainers and the mentors, once upon a time, somebody paid it forward for us. Mm-hmm. And really, when there's more than enough, there, we're in a position to give back. And of course, this is why whenever we're in your neighborhood, it's very much, how can we help you? Yep. How can we create win-win situations? How can we elevate the game of real estate investing so that everybody wins?
Oh, absolutely. And I follow your husband, Tim, on Facebook, and he's so knowledgeable and intelligent. And he understands the markets. He understands, you know, the cash flow. What's his background in this? Like, he didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, I know everything about real estate. There's obviously, he went through a process to get there, same as yourself. And what was that process like?
Well, funny enough, once upon a time, both of us were suit-wearing corporate types. And, you know, it's what traditional education leads us to. Mm-hmm. And once we reached that, it wasn't all that it was meant to be. We were doing a lot of work and not a lot of living our own life. So we decided to get ourselves educated, get ourselves in a situation where we can really decide how to live our lives, put ourselves in a position where we can sleep and still have our money making more money for us. Because, I mean, we were working at the time 80 hours a week, 60 hours a week. I remember when we took a European trip for the first time, I was spending more of my time looking at my phone, answering work emails, than enjoying the sights. And really, that's not living.
Nope.
And so that's how we found real estate investing, got ourselves educated, and then turned things around. You've met Ryan Carr?
Yes.
Yeah. I love his saying, real estate investing is not a get rich quick, it's a get rich for sure.
Yes.
And we're here to play the long game and build relationships with people like yourself. And, of course, Michelle. We love Michelle.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Yeah, we love
like
her.
Sitting right to the
right.
The left of me, or right of me.
That's why I dropped her name. We love her, and she's got to make sure she hears it. And, yeah, we run real estate investing for the long game so we can lift together, rise up together. And so we take a lot of the sting out of it for new investors. They get to learn from our learnings when we've scraped our knees and stood back up, so they can go higher, faster, stronger.
That's why I love what you guys do, because I've been in property management for about 17 years. I have seen so many people that got into investing that didn't have the education, didn't have the mentorships and the support model you guys offer, and really struggle and fall on their face.
Mm-hmm.
But with you guys, it's amazing. It's like, here's a group of people, they all care about each other. They all want everyone in the group to succeed. Mm-hmm. They're all there to help each other. Like, I personally couldn't put a price value on that. I think being part of what you guys do is the best and quickest way to get to where you want to be. With having that safety net and the support, and not just support, but I honestly believe you guys love each other.
Yeah.
Like, really care about your team,
yeah,
and your people you're mentoring.
Yeah.
And you can see it when you go to these events and you go out with you guys, and it's like a family reunion every time.
It is every time. I'm so glad you shared that. Yes.
Yeah. And that's why I love what you guys do.
Yeah.
It's not just like, well, let's just go make money off people, teach them how to sell real estate. Let's go out, help people, get to know people,
mm-hmm,
and grow with them in what they're doing.
And you know what? I think what really helps with that is really focusing on the student experience, mm-hmm, and that one-on-one mentorship relationship, because everybody's got their own goals. Everybody's got their own journey, and really not one size fits all. Everybody's starting from a different place. So we want to make sure we help them succeed from starting from where they are, and give them the tools to keep on going, so that it doesn't matter if they're based in Toronto, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, they can invest and apply the tools everywhere across our great country.
And what I love about it is it's not like, here we are and we're teaching real estate, here are the people that have been successful for us on these, you know, posters or whatever with their little write-ups. You meet them. You get to know them.
Yes.
It's like, oh, here's, we'll say Michelle.
Yeah.
Rhea. She started in it. And amassed a wonderful portfolio.
Yeah.
It's doing very well.
Yes.
One of your rising stars. It's like, and here she is. Talk to her.
Yes.
Have a drink with her. Have dinner with her. And you build that personal relationship, which I think a lot of, you know, these type of things people forget.
Yeah.
But you guys didn't. You embraced that personal dimension that a lot of people forget about in business.
For sure.
Which I can't speak highly enough about what you guys do.
Thank you for that, Jason. I know a lot of people out there focus on real estate as just as a numbers business. However, it's real people.
It is real people.
It's real people. It's heads in beds. And we're here to make sure that, yes, real estate investors have to make a return. And at the same time, we're providing housing for people. Mm-hmm. We're providing dignity for people. And so there has to be that dimension in real estate investing. And that's how we elevate the whole game. And speaking of Michelle Correa, I mean, when she first started with us, she was looking for a new way to really give back. She's a very giving person. And so I love the way she's doing real estate, investing in real estate and leveraging her education out in your way, because she's always focused on, I know I'm not living here, however, it has to be clean, safe, secure.
Yep.
Right? Because, again, yes, she owns the property. However, how do we sleep at night knowing that we are not providing people dignity?
It's more than just a product. It's dignity. It's respect for people. You know, these people these are their homes. This is where they're having their family dinners. This is where they're having their holiday dinners.
Yeah.
This is where they go through the deaths in the family, the marriages in the family. It's not just a box that you put them in to make money on.
Right.
This is a life.
Absolutely.
A breathing, living entity with feelings and emotions. And the fact that you guys know that,
yeah,
I think sets you guys above everybody else.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Jason. Thank you.
Oh, no, I
Thank
mean you. It, too. Like, yeah. I've been following you guys for a while. It's just like, and I know a lot of people in your group, and we have some mutual friends across Canada, and it's just, you know, amazing group of people.
And you know what, Jason? They love you, they love Michelle, and they love your personable way approach to property management. And again, this is why you and TYT as a community fit.
Oh, absolutely.
They love that you're a person showing up, and that whenever there's an issue, you're on it. Again, and by the way, for those of you who didn't know, Jason knows one of my good friends, Amy, and that's how we initially got connected.
Yep.
I mean, our friends love you and trust you with everything, so here we are.
No, it's like a family. Yeah. Amy says we're all family.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to reach out to you, get a hold of Trust Your Talent, how would they do that?
One of the best ways is to go to our website at www.trustyourtalent.ca. That is TRUSTTALENT. Wait, YourTalent.ca. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Yeah, trustyourtalent.ca would be one way to get a hold of us. We have a section there called Speak to a Strategy Coach. And again, we're all about customizing your real estate investment journey and meeting you where you are. So book a time with a strategy coach, reserve a spot, and take advantage of what's out there now instead of waiting when everybody else is rushing in.
Yeah, take action. That's key. And again, I cannot recommend you guys enough. Anyone listening from New Brunswick, reach out to these guys. They have made so many successful investors in their group. It's amazing. It really is. It's awesome having you on, Ray.
Thank you, Jason. Awesome being here.
Awesome. Thank you. Enjoy the event.
I will.
Rotten Avocado is produced by Monkey Jazzy Studios, located in St. John, New Brunswick. Distributed by Anchor.fm and can be listened to on Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.